Ever since the two videos of Ray Rice decking wife-to-be Janae in an elevator became a sensation, domestic violence experts have portrayed Janae as a victim in denial. But Janae herself has never accepted that. She made that point again in her just-released interview with ESPN and in a clip from her interview with The Today Show.
Of course, in the back of my mind and in my heart, I knew that our relationship wouldn't be over because I know that this isn't us and it's not him.
What happened in the elevator isn't us and it's not him, she says. ESPN got some flack because, unlike the NBC interview, ESPN gave her final approval of the finished piece, but that means it serves as her official free will statement about what happened. And what she's saying is, don't stereotype me as a weak woman trapped in an abusive relationship. She calls herself a strong woman from a strong family and says, quote, I still find it hard to accept being called a victim. Jamel Hill, who wrote the ESPN article, says that during the interview, which went on for 3 hours, Janae's parents were there, her husband Ray was not, and she thinks Janae means what she says, that while she knows what Ray did was wrong and was furious at him for doing it, she also thinks that she was wrong to hit him first, and she is not going to let a drunken spat in an elevator end their marriage.
She doesn't consider herself a victim of domestic violence. She said that plainly, and I think because she looks at that as something that's ongoing. And per her account, this is the only time that Ray Rice has ever hit her and the only time she's ever hit him.
She also told ESPN that she thinks her husband's original two-game suspension was fair. And she was angry that when the elevator video surfaced, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell changed his mind and suspended her husband indefinitely, a decision that has now been reversed by an arbitrator. And she had an interesting description of that second video. She called it the devil trying to come in and ruin how far we've come. That's why she's never watched it. That's why she doesn't want anybody else to watch it. She's telling all her self-appointed helpers, as diplomatically as she can, thank you for your concern, thank you for quoting all those statistics, but my marriage doesn't fit your stereotype. I'm not afraid, I'm not stupid, and I've made my choice.